Head coach Bob McKillop joining us now as it's time for today's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, coming off this setback, your initial reaction?
We had a tremendous deficit that we found ourselves in, and we're down, I think it was 7-5 hours, and next thing it was 19-21-7. So we, in that second round, from the 16-minute mark down to the 12-minute mark, they outscored us by 14-0, and that set us back, and we were on our heels. And our guys never quit, never gave up. Rhode Island's not a very good foul-shooting team. They shoot 60% from the line, maybe, and they made 82.6% today. They outscored us from the line 19-10. And, you know, part of it is discipline. Part of it is we fouled intentionally. I think another big issue was we gave up second-chance points in the second half. We had three great stops, and three times one of them was an offensive dunk that very arguably could have been a bad call. One of them was a putback. One of them was another putback. And when you're fighting out of a hole, you can't give free points at the foul line, and you can't give free points and offensive rebounds. So I think that's the nature of the game.
What were you looking to do specifically, some of the adjustments when you went in at half? Because this was it was tough scoring-wise on both sides in that second 20 minutes.
Well, we just felt that, you know, every team we face this year is doing something differently. And what they did was they sat number 21 into the paint, and they guarded Luka. 21's in the paint. And then they smothered Mike and Lee and Foster. And it takes away your cutting lanes because it's clogged and you can't make that pass. And it just disrupts you. So we tried to go into Luka in the second half. You know, we tried to open up some driving lanes rather than some cutting lanes. And I think we had like four drives to the rim that we just didn't finish. There was one great drive by Lee, and you know, I don't know what the score was at the time. It might have been a 5-point game, and we set this phony ball screen. Lee read it perfectly, got to the rim, and there was Sam's man sitting in the paint, and he blocked it. And those kind of plays really were crushers for us.
You mentioned the disruptions caused on offense because of some of these different looks that you're getting. Second straight game, you guys have had a lot of good looks from three, and they're just not falling.
Yeah, I can't explain that. You know, in the first half, we were 4-for-12. Second half, we're 3-for-16. So you look at that second half, and then you look at the game against St. Joe's. Fatigue could be a factor.
And, Coach, one place where you did find some success offensively seemed to be in the mid-range game with Lawyer and Lee, especially keeping you in there.
Yeah, you know, and again, why did they get those shots? Well, when they came off the screen, they were chased off the line. And being chased off the line, they have to take that one or two dribbles, and they did, and they made it. And you think had those two-point shots been three-point shots, which were the design of the play, you know, you're talking 6, 7, 8 more points. And, again, that's a tribute to their defense as well as their defensive assignments that they put out there on Lee and on Mike and on Foster.
Not a lot of time before Monday. What is the message that you will want to resonate with your team as you get ready?
Well, I walked into the locker room and I looked them all in the eye and I said, it wasn't our day. It wasn't our day. Wash this away. Because we got a game on Monday, and one of the satisfactions of playing a game on Monday is you get back out on the court and can get yourself back into winning ways.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.